Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, well, hello to all your listeners out there. This is your old pal, the Prog Squatch, Big Tony, coming at you one more time for episode 233, and I've got another great variety show lined up here. So hi to everybody out there on Progzilla, Prog Positivity, Voyage 35 Radio, and all you listening through Hipcast or iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks for coming along for the ride once again. And like I said, I've got another variety show lined up here, and I've got a lot of great stuff that I'm going to try to fit on and keep it to around an hour. So I'm not going to waste a lot of time on preliminaries. I'm going to get right into it. First up, I'm going to play a song from White Willow. Now, we featured White Willow back in the first season, and we played some stuff from their first two albums, which were a lot more folky, a little more acoustic, but you're having some Mellotron and things in there, some synthesizers thrown in. Now, this album that I'm going to play from today is called... Storm Season. It was released in 2004, and at this point in the band's career, Jakob Holm Lupo, the main composer and driving force behind the band, was kind of taking them a little bit more into a little bit of a, you know, harder direction, I guess, getting into some, you know, more distorted guitars and things like that, some heavier sections. There's still a bit of a melancholy running through it, but the song I'm going to play today is called Chemical Sunset, and it is the lead-off track from Storm Season 2004, White Willow. That tune quite a bit. That was Chemical Sunset once again by White Willow from their Storm Season album 2004. And right from the beginning, it sounds a little bit ominous and melancholy with a flute and mellotron coming in. And then we get to hear Sylvia Erickson's lovely voice. There's some nice cello interludes, which I know you guys all know that I love mellotron, but I'm also a big fan of the cello when it's used properly. I think it brings a lot to the table. It's one of my favorite instruments. And you had some juxtaposed sections where there was lighter and heavier, or, you know, darker, lighter, however you want to look at it, with flutes, guitars, synths, and cellos taking turns kind of carrying the song forward. This is a great start to a great album. I can recommend that you check it out by White Willow, Storm Season. So moving right along, I'm going to get into something from Third Degree. Now, that's they got a little tricky on the spelling of the band name. It's a the numeral 3 R-D-E-G-R-E-E. If you're going to try to look them up online or whatever, it's the numeral 3, R-D-E-G-R-E-E, third degree. They've put out a handful of albums, which I've been checking out and digging quite a bit. This one is their latest effort. It's called Ones and Zeros Volume 1. And all the songs seem to deal with the issues and ethics associated with technology and information sharing and, you know, all the computer stuff that's going on in our world. The band is headed by Robert James Pashman and Patrick Kleisch. They founded it in 1990. And we also have George Dobbs on lead vocals, Eric Saya on electric guitars, Aaron Noble on drums, and Brian Ziegler on electric guitars also. The track I'm going to play is called Circuit Court, and once again, it's from the album entitled Ones and Zeros, Volume 1, just released this year.
Leave your privacy clause, your guilty by suspicion.
Just to reiterate, that was Circuit Court by Third Degree from their Ones and Zeros album, Volume 1, Ones and Zeros. I thought this had a nice jazzy kind of classic rock vibe. And again, the lyrics, they're lamenting the lack of privacy in the internet age. Definitely some nice keyboard work and guitar throughout. This is a really strong album, and some people are even, you know, saying album of the year contender kind of thing. So I do suggest you check this out. It's a really good effort from Third Degree.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
I'm going to move things along and play something by a band called Time's Up. One of my fellow presenters at Progzilla turned me on to this band, mentioned the band, and I got to checking it out, and I liked what I heard. They're out of Wales, and they feature Linda Barnes on vocals, Andy Gibbon on bass, rhythm guitar, and vocals, Mike Haglund, lead guitar, slide guitar, banjo, Steve Lehman, drums and percussion, Richard Lawton, sax, flute, keyboards, vocals, Ron Rogers, keyboards and percussion, and Bob Teague, keyboards and narration. I'm going to play something from their most recent album, which was Sea of Schemes, released last year, 2014. And the name of the song is Chasing Ghosts.
Searching for gold when I'm chasing ghosts, gazing at yesteryear and madness. Trails growing cold when I'm chasing ghosts, facing the maze of tears and sadness. I can't see, cannot be with you, but I feel your hurt, so can you be with me? Can't sense the truth of rest in peace. Seclusion veils your soul. Implored in black holes when I'm chasing ghosts, abandons the flow of normality. Thank you.
Once again, that was Chasing Ghosts by Time's Up from their Sea of Schemes album released in 2014. This was definitely a moody album opener. Some somber vocals at the beginning, but the intensity seems to build about 2 minutes in. Then we get all kinds of different electronics. Guitar and bass come in. It was an interesting track, which blended nicely some symphonic prog elements and some progressive electronic elements. And I liked the album overall. It was a good effort. So once again, that's Time's Up, Chasing Ghosts from Sea of Schemes. That's going to bring me to my next thing here, the Baroque Project. My friend over at Prog Radar, Martin Hutchinson, through some of his reviews and postings on Facebook, he got me interested in this band, and I dug up some of their stuff, and I have to say I'm really blown away. They're fantastic. The name seems to be a take on Baroque. It's B-A-R-O-C-K, Baroque Project. They're out of Italy, and a lot of their music does have a classical influence running through it, and it's very well-performed music. We have Luca Zabini on the keyboards, bass and backing vocals, Luca Pancaldi on lead vocals, Eric Ombelli on drums, and Marco Mazzuculo on guitars. The name of the album is Skyline. It was released this year, and this song is called The Longest Sigh.
Thank you.
Once again, that was The Longest Sigh by The Baroque Project from their Skyline album released just this year. Now, I'm in talks with their manager right now, and I'm hoping to get some interview material and get them on for like a full feature where we really look more in depth. But for right now, this is a great taste of a really great band, in my opinion. This song starts off really strong with the main figure and high energy right off the bat. And things settle in. We've got some nice piano and vocal work. Bass and drums come in to build the intensity. And there was some fantastic vocal harmonies, some great synth work, and a sonic buildup before we downshift into the finale, which has that kind of plodding bass going on. Again, more great guitar work, more great symphonic elements. This is another album that some people are banding about the term album of the year, and I think it's a contender, in my opinion, The Baroque Project from their Skyline album. Check it out. Next up, I'm going to feature a U.S. band called Echolin. These guys have released a good handful of albums over the years from the early 90s, and I have the vast majority of them. They just released a new one this year called I Heard You Listening. And I'm going to play a track from it called Sound of Bees.
They are the reasons I'm crying. and they all come home with me.
Once again, that was Echolyn, Echolyn, from their 2015 album, I Heard You Listening. The band right now is featuring Raymond Weston, lead and backing vocals, Brett Cull on guitar, lead and backing vocals, Christopher Busby on keyboards and backing vocals, Paul Ramsey, drums, percussion, and backing vocals, and Thomas Hyatt, bass and backing vocals. I like this song. The violin sounds in the beginning almost brought to mind the buzzing of bees that are mentioned in the title. And the song had like some pretty neat intertwining guitar and piano things, and the bass carrying it forward in a lilting manner, sort of. And there were some nice changes in dynamics and nice solo guitar work along the way. So once again, that was Echolyn from the I Heard You Listening album, just released this year.
Listening to the station with the best mix of music. Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
Next up, I'm going to play a song from an album that I don't know if it gets enough due, in my opinion. It's by a classic band, yes. And I'm going to play a song from Fly From Here, which was released in 2011. Now, many of you may know at this point, John Anderson had left or been asked to leave, depending on whose side of the story you want to listen to. He had left the band over some health issues where he couldn't tour, and they had tour dates. And they picked up Benoit David, who had done some work with Mystery from Canada. And at this point, Jeff Downes was back in the keyboard chair, and This album saw the return of Trevor Horn as producer. I thought it was a really good effort. A lot of it had been based on some stuff that the Buggles had been recording, some demos the Buggles had did around the time when they joined up with the remnants of Yes on the Drama album. But I really dug this song on Fly From Here, and I thought Fly From Here was a really good album, actually. A pretty good effort from a classic band that maybe had made some spotty albums throughout the earlier part. Yeah, this was the first album they had done in many years, and it was a pleasant surprise to me. So the song I'm going to play is called Into the Storm. It is the last song on the album, and I'm just going to let you hear it now from Fly From Here by Yes in 2011.
We'll be right back.
Once again, that was Into the Storm by Yes from their Fly From Here album in 2011. This song was actually written by Chris Squire, Oliver Wakeman, who had been the keyboard player previous to this album, Steve Howe, Trevor Horn, Benoit David, and Alan White. And I just think it's a really cool track. Chris's work on it always, it was the first thing that grabbed me, I think, and kind of some of the quirky guitar and synth things going on. And that just that bass guitar with the flange, I think, you know, it's just moving and it just has like this kind of like shifty undercurrent. It's really a cool track in my opinion. But yeah, you definitely know this song is Yes. And it's one of the more energetic and peppier things on the album. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. That's going to bring me to the last thing I'm going to do today. You may not know, some of you out there, but the Prog Squatch is a huge Jethro Tull fan from way back when. I love Tull, and thus far I have not played any Tull on this show, but that stops today. I'm going to play one of my all-time favorites. We're going to call this the classic for my Classic Corner feature, and I'm going to play And the Mouse Police Never Sleeps from the Heavy Horses album, released in 1978.
Mustard black with steel green eye, sourcing through the rye grass, with fox and mouse and apple pie, tail balancing above mouth, and the mouse please never sleep. The cherry tree, sat in bed for warm blood, but curiously my ancestry. Look how little furry folk, he's the all night working camp. He's but one in every ten, leaves the others on the land. Never sleep, waiting by the cellar door, when the box turns crying, birth and death register.
And the Prog Squatch loves Jethro Tull, and the Prog Squatch loves Jethro Tull, and the Prog Squatch loves Jethro Tull. I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of this song. I've always loved it. Right off the bat, I mean, you know, it's just got this crazy syncopation and the flute punctuation and Ian's recitation. You know, I mean, this has always been one of my favorite tracks, and I'm a big fan of this particular period in the history of Jethro Tull, that late 70s period where we saw the release of Songs from the Wood, Heavy Horses, and Stormwatch. I think it was a really solid time in the band's career where, you know, they were just putting out some great stuff. And this is one of those songs that I always, you know, I've always loved. And whenever I thought, hey, I'm going to play some Jethro Tull, this was like one of the first songs that popped into my head to put on here. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't know it, go seek out those albums that I just mentioned. They're some of the best Tull that there is, in my opinion. You know, notwithstanding some of the bigger names like, you know, Aqualung and Thick as a Brick. But those three albums, Songs from the Wood, Heavy Horses, and Stormwatch, I think they don't quite get their due. You know, that they're really a heck of a lot better than a lot of people give them credit for. But anyway, that's going to wrap things up. So I want to thank you all for coming along for the ride again. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to say Prague on, brothers and sisters.